Love Talk Radio.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Greetings. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And a hearty welcome to another UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach broadcast. We thank God who, through the power of the Holy Spirit, has given us this privilege and opportunity to share with you through these broadcasts, and we're delighted that you all have joined us today. As we often remind you, these broadcasts are designed to reach out to UFCCM laity and to others desirous of knowing more about the Word of God to fulfill the goal of the Ministry of Laity Training, which is to prepare the laity, that is, those of us who are non-clergy, to prepare us for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your goodness. We thank you for allowing us and enabling us to gather together one more time by means of technology. Father, we thank you for each and every one who is within listening range this morning and for those who will be calling in. Father, we ask you to bless us with your word of knowledge that we may leave enlightened and enabled to conduct spiritual warfare with giving you the glory and the honor. We thank God for our UFCCM leadership, our prelate, all of our bishops. We thank you especially for our presenter, our speaker this morning, and we thank God for each of you. Father, we ask you to allow us to learn so that we may grow in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, listeners, we'd like to keep in mind that our theme for this year's broadcast is UFCCM Laity, a people prepared, empowered, and emboldened by God's word for greater works. We're featuring, as you know, a variety of speakers, including some of our bishops and other UFCCM leaders who will present lessons and learning sessions around this year's theme to enable us for greater preparation, empowerment, and emboldenment by God's word, so that we indeed may do greater works for him. We want to encourage you to continue to tune in on the second Saturday of every month at 12 noon Eastern Time. And during these broadcasts, you will have the opportunity to call in with your comments, your questions, even your testimonies or insights which you may wish to share to build up the laity. Remember, if you're listening online on the UFCCM homepage or on Facebook, you may call in with your questions and comments, but you must use your phone. The call-in number is 347-850-1405. We will be so blessed and excited to hear from you, and we encourage your participation. It is a great honor today to have as our speaker Pastor Atiyah Watkins, who is the pastor of Kingdom Covenant Christian Ministries in Rock Hill, South Carolina. She is the founder of this ministry with her late husband, Apostle A.C. Watkins, Jr., and she is an excellent pastor, preacher, and teacher of God's Word. We're honored to have her here today to bring forth a lesson for our hearing. Pastor Watkins is also an anointed woman of God, and she is truly committed to the work of kingdom building. Well, Pastor Watkins, we're so glad to have you here today, and we look forward to the lesson that you have prepared to share with us. What is your topic for today?
Our topic for today will be a stronghold of the mind is a lie that Satan establishes in our thinking.
My, what a powerful topic. And we're sitting here on the edge of our seats just waiting to receive what God has given you to share for us. So please share with us this powerful message.
Will do. And I certainly want to thank all of you for tuning in today. And certainly we honor God and we bless God for this opportunity. And before I go forward, I give honor to our presiding prelate, to our mother bishop, to all of the UFCCM bishops, jurisdictional bishops, affiliates, members, and friends. I thank God for this opportunity to share this lesson with you on today. As we go into this lesson on today, a stronghold of the mind is a lie that Satan establishes in our thinking. Our thought lives are the pioneers that lead to what will play out in our lives personally, emotionally, spiritually, and will even influence how we step into God's plan for our lives. However, there will be circumstances that will have an opportunity to greatly affect and or impact what we believe about ourselves, not to mention that we have an enemy that we have to contend with, who will take advantage of negative circumstances to speak lies, which eventually becomes strongholds in the life of a believer. A stronghold of the mind is a lie that Satan establishes in our thinking, and it is a statement that we count as true, but that it is false. Jesus said that we have an evil, deceptive, lying enemy. There is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And we find that in John 8 and 44. And I've come to know that one of Satan's tactics is mental warfare. And over time, he causes a battle to rage in our mind that keeps us feeling accused and keeps us feeling intimidated. And he will use these intimidation tactics to cause us to live beneath the privilege that we have in the Lord. And he also will use a tactic of fear, and fear is simply the chief weapon of the enemy. Fear seems to block our faith, it seems to cripple our faith, and it seems to diminish our faith. But we cannot be afraid, amen, because God is with us. And I want to encourage you on today because it is no mistake that he is called the accuser of the brethren. He uses false guilt and he uses tormenting thoughts to remind us of our past failures, or he speaks lies against us, trying to cripple our Christian walk. He will also try to invade our thought life and will cause us to embrace wrong thinking, have bad attitudes, and use emotional scars against us. In the Bible, John 8:32, it teaches us that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. And God desires that we walk in victory. It is not just truth that sets us free, but knowing the truth that sets us free. For when we know the truth and understand, we can live delivered from unhealthy emotions, and we can have victory over wrong thinking, and we can become empowered, amen, knowing that we can claim the victory which the Lord has already won for us. We can become independent from the lies of darkness. We can learn to control our thoughts. We can learn to think on good things, on the goodness of God, and on His Word. I'm reminded that in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it tells us that finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, this is the NIV version, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. But oftentimes I find that we think about everything but these things. And that is yet another opportunity for the enemy to create a stronghold in the area of our mind, because the mind is the CPU for the body. The same way that there is a central processing unit for a desktop and or a laptop, we too have a CPU for us, which is our minds. It is our thought process. And the Bible even tells us, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And so that word think indicates that whatever we believe about ourselves, that's what we are. And the truth is, what we think on is what we believe, and ultimately in time, it is what we become. I want to encourage you this morning that the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, strongholds are birthed, and they dwell in deception. And deception can simply be defined as lies or false beliefs. So naturally, the cure is to bring the truth in God's word on the scene. Amen. You may have to contend with something. You may have to debunk the lies of the enemy with the truth, which is in the word of God. And the Bible says that our weapons are mighty for the tearing down of strongholds. What is our primary offensive weapon? The word of the Spirit, which is the word of God, Ephesians 6 and 17. You see, the truth is what will dispel the deception and the lies of the enemy. And so, therefore, the more truth that you bring on the scene, or the more truth that you bring into your present situation, and then the more that darkness has to flee. This is where it's important for us to grow in God, and not only grow in God, but to grow in the Word of God, because it is your primary weapon for tearing down the strongholds of deception that the enemy will use to feed you, to prevent you from living a life victoriously in Christ. You have to know that Jesus tells us that we can be held in bondage due to the strongholds in our lives. But the solution to this is that we must continue in God's Word. And as we know the truth is going to make us free. I want to encourage you today that as we become independent from the lies of darkness, we have to understand and know that Satan is going to try every attempt to erect, amen, every stronghold that he can in the arena of our minds to help keep us from the true knowledge of God. To the degree that he is successful, that we will not enjoy an intimate personal relationship with the Lord. We will not come to know of ourselves the loveliness and the excellence of who God really and truly is because of these strongholds that the enemy will place in our minds. The result is that our emotional well-being and that our emotional lives will not be released into the full affection, amen, that God has for us. A stronghold in the mind is a spiritual fortress made of wrong thoughts. It is a fortified dwelling place where demonic forces can hide and operate in power against us. The ideas and the thoughts that make up the stronghold are based on lies that challenge the truth of what God has revealed about himself. I oftentimes say at Kingdom Covenant that there is a difference between the truth and there is a difference between a fact. The fact of the matter is that, yes, this might be my situation, but the truth of the matter is that we serve a God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to power that works within us. That word made in that sentence, a stronghold of the mind, is a spiritual fortress made of wrong thoughts. Now, that word made is different from the word create. Whenever something is created, it is made out of nothing and it's fashioned into something. But when something is made, it's coming from a form that's already in a particular place or by a particular process. So something that is made already comes from something that's been created. So there's already been something that's been created in the arena of your mind that causes you to succumb to the plan, to the attack, and to the vices of the enemy. Oftentimes, your belief system has already been shaped and has already been fashioned by the time you get to a certain age, because your belief system stems from what you've been trained in or how you've been reared from a child on up to adolescence, on up into adulthood. So oftentimes the way that you're trained to think, the way that you are trained to conduct yourself, the way that you are trained to have certain habits or ways about you, those are all inclinations that have developed stemming from your development in your very youth. But I encourage you today that wrong ideas, amen, about God are not automatically eliminated when we come into the knowledge of Christ and when we accept him as Lord and Savior of our lives as we're born again. Paul even instructs us that believers are to put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. That's in Colossians 3 and 10. We are continually in the process of being renewed by the true knowledge of the person of who God is in our lives. But we have to understand and know that Satan's goal is to keep us in darkness by keeping us deceived about what God is like. His strategy is to distort our knowledge of God so that we can believe the erroneous and the inadequate beliefs of Satan. Thus, we have been in a state of emotional weakness, and we have been held in spiritual bondage. And you may say, well, how does the enemy construct a spiritual stronghold in our lives? Well, he starts with a foundation of lies, and then usually about the person of who God is and about how God wants to bless us and how God wants to prosper our hands and how God has a destiny and a purpose for our lives. Amen. On this foundation, the enemy will try to build brick by brick upon vain philosophies. He will use erroneous interpretations of the Bible. He will use certain individuals, amen, to try to pull us up out of our place of blessing and fulfillment and sustainment. He will present inaccurate ideas about who we are and about the God that we serve. He will use distortion. He will use perversion. He will use perceptions of how people see us and how people feel about us. Amen. He will even use our past to hold us hostage, to prevent us from getting to the present where God is intending for us to be. And all of it is held together by a mortar of mistaken reasoning. And instead of the walls coming down, the walls continue to rise and to stack higher and higher and higher. And sooner or later, these walls or these towers begin to become too lofty, and they begin to seem to be too insurmountable for us to be able to overcome the vain imaginations that seem to lurk in the dark. And most Christians have a vague or a very contradictory idea, amen, about God's personality. And our ideas usually come from our relationships, amen, that we have here on earth. It all depends on how you were raised and how you were reared. Amen. You have to understand and know, amen, that the enemy's assignment is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The enemy does not want to allow you to move forward in anything that God has set up for your life. Anything that God is desiring to do in your life, Amen. The enemy does not want that plan of God to come to pass in your life. Oftentimes, you know, people will suffer, you know, in the arena of their emotions, and they will beat themselves up because they feel that they are inadequate and they feel that they have done things incorrectly all of their lives. That there is a stronghold of the enemy, because anybody that is in Christ, he is a new creature. The Bible tells us that old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. The key to bringing down the strongholds which Satan has constructed in our minds is knowing who God is and really getting to know the true God that we serve in our lives. The strength of the inner man that Satan tries to come against, we have to tear down those lies that Satan has fed us down through the years. We have to become God-centered. We have to recover from our past. We have to recover from the brutality of things that may have happened in our lives. We have to recover from the misconceptions, and we have to learn to rediscover who we are in God and who God is in our lives. We have to practice, you know, loving ourselves and coming into an even more loving relationship with God. We have to meditate on the truth of God and the truth of his word and becoming all that God desires for us to be. What thing will ever set us free and satisfy the deep cravings is that we have to come into the excellency of the knowledge of God. Oftentimes, as we look at life and we talk about these strongholds that occur in our lives, amen, we have to break down the strongholds that come up in our lives. We have to get to a point to where we are receiving the Father's love. And many will surrender a victorious life because they are unable to relate to the Father's love. God created each of us because he had a Father's heart. And I need you to know and understand that God's very nature is to love, and his very nature is to give. And so God created each of us because he has that Father's heart. He wanted sons and daughters to be able to relate to him. And he loves every one of us with an everlasting, never-ending love, amen, that no man can ever fathom. We also must learn, in order for these strongholds that the enemy projects to be destroyed in our lives, we also must identify the sin, we have to repent, and we have to change our thoughts and change our ways. To defeat strongholds, we have to lay down the old self. We have to strip off the old man. We have to strip off the sinful nature. We have to disarm or disband any sinful desires or any sinful ways. We have to embrace the nature of Christ, which is to be Christ-like. We also must allow his Spirit to, amen, to dwell within us richly. We welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives, and we invite him into our daily lives, because he is made available to guide us and to fill us with the overcoming presence of his love. And as we experience the overwhelming and overcoming presence of his love, then we now welcome, amen, his power. We welcome his presence. We welcome his ability. We welcome the truth through the freedom of his word to be at work in our lives. So on today, we bless God, amen, because we understand that with all of the human influences that we have in our lives, that we as believers can do some negative impact to the enemy's kingdom if we would learn to just resist the thought. You have the ability to resist the thought. You have the ability not to accept the lies and or the deception that Satan will bring about in our lives. If you learn to resist the thought, amen, the Bible says that you have to resist the devil and he will flee. And I often teach that many of us don't resist the devil. We steadily engage the enemy. And you say, well, Pastor Tia, how may we be engaging the enemy? When you begin thinking on the lies, amen, that Satan will present to you, you are now engaging the enemy. See, if you give the enemy an inch, he's going to want a mile. If you let the enemy ride, the enemy is then going to want to drive. But you can't give any room to the devil. Amen. You cannot allow the enemy to have any ground in your life. You need to learn to keep the enemy at bay and keep the enemy under your feet. When you learn to keep the enemy under your feet, what you are saying to him is you are not going to manage the stronghold. Instead of managing the stronghold, you are going to tear down the stronghold. You are going to remove the stronghold. You have to know that a stronghold has a way of manipulating us into disbelieving God. The stronghold that enters our minds wants to cause us to focus on the thing rather than focusing on God. But I've come to know this morning that we serve a God that has come to give us life and a God that has come to give us life more abundantly. We have to understand and know that the enemy wants us to lack spiritual confidence in God. The enemy wants us to have feelings of guilt. The enemy also wants us to have feelings of low spiritual esteem, feeling as if that we cannot make it in God.
Pastor Tia,
yes.
To interrupt you, I know this is so powerful, and I hate to interrupt you right now, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
To hear more of your message. Amen.
Ten days and counting. UFCCM 13th Annual Fellowship Conference, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, hosted in the Great Lakes, Midwest Jurisdiction, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All seminars, meetings, and services for your comfort and convenience are held on-site at the Comfort Suites Hotel and Conference Center near the Milwaukee Airport. There's still time to register and book your rooms now. Go to UFCCM for more information. Bishop William J. Strong, Sr., Jurisdictional Prelate, Bishop Henry A. Tyndall, Sr., International
Hello.
Presiding Prelate, and Chairman Bishop. UFCCM Fellowship Conference 2017. See you there. Go to UFCCM.org. That's UFCCM.org.
Well, Pastor Tia, we're back. We had that a short break. I just hope that our listeners are jotting down some of these key points that you're giving us, because what you're really providing us is a roadmap that we can use to navigate and overcome the strongholds of Satan. This is a powerful message, and we would like for you to continue sharing with us these powerful thoughts. Pastor Tia?
Hello?
Yes. I think we had a...
I was disconnected, yes.
Yes, a slight glitch. But I was saying that I hope that our listeners were capturing some of these ideas and thoughts that you were sharing with us today, because really you've given us a roadmap and almost a recipe formula for how we can overcome and deal with the strongholds of Satan that he uses to try to establish these lies in our mind and affect our thinking and affect our ability to do a great work for God. So please continue sharing with us at this time. And listeners, you will have an opportunity to call in with your questions, or if you're on Facebook or listening at the UFCCM website. You can write in your questions, and there will be an opportunity for you to interact and ask questions and share comments with Pastor Tia at the end of her presentation. God bless you, Pastor Tia.
God bless you. Thank you, Teacher Tindall. As we continue on with our topic on today, I want to encourage you that your life today is a result of your thinking from yesterday. Your life tomorrow will be determined by what you are thinking today. So I want to encourage you on today because, see, the enemy will flood your mind with the impossibility of what won't happen for you. Because the enemy will use the spirit of intimidation from your past, intimidation of what your present circumstance might be. But you don't have to succumb, amen, to any tactic of the enemy. I'm reminded that the Bible tells us that we can do anything through Christ Jesus, that what is impossible with man, it is certainly possible with God. We have to understand and know that these strongholds are actually, it is a satanic attack on our minds. Because you have to understand and know that if the enemy can get our minds, then he already has done his job. Amen. As I alluded to earlier about the mind being the CPU, the central processing unit for our bodies, if the enemy can just get one small inkling of your mind, then he's already won the battle. But I'm encouraging you on today to resist the thoughts, amen, to resist the enemy, to resist any tactic and or attack that the enemy might unleash against you. Because you have power, and the Bible tells us that we have power. We have power to overcome. We have the power to tread on the heads of scorpions and serpents, and we have all power over the enemy. But we have to use this power that's been given unto us. You know, what God does for one by principle, God must do for another. And I want you to be free today from the condemnation. I want you to be free today from anything that the enemy will try to drudge up, you know, in your life from your past. Be free from the spirit of intimidation, and even be free from the spirit of competition. There's so much that I see in the body of Christ on today, but you can be free in your thoughts. You can allow your thoughts to be open. You can allow your thoughts to be free. And you allow this to happen when you allow your mind to think on these things that the Apostle Paul was referring to. Anything that you ever want, anything that's ever been done in life, it all started as an idea. And that idea started where? It started in the arena of your mind. Any idea that God has given you about your ministry and where God is taking you, amen, it started in the form of an idea, and that idea started in the area of your mind. So if you think in your mind that you're able to do it, then guess what? You'll be able to do it. But the moment that you hear that you're not able to do it, or someone speaks against what you're doing, 9 times out of 10, you will focus more on what the individual has said that you cannot do, rather than focusing on, amen, what God has already said that you can do. And so it's very important that we even check relationships in our lives. Amen. As much as I love certain people in my life, there are just certain things that I don't share with everyone. Why? Because I know their belief system is the exact opposite of what mine is. And I know we use that scripture about, you know, how can two walk together unless they agree, and about not being unequally yoked. But oftentimes when a person does not share the same belief system with you, amen, you are unequally yoked with that particular individual. But I want to encourage you on today, do not allow yourself to be devalued, amen, because of a stronghold in the arena of your mind, because these strongholds will present rejection. Strongholds can present lack. Strongholds can present the idea of not having enough. Strongholds can present the idea that God has disqualified you, amen, because of something that may have transpired in your life well before now. But I want to encourage you this morning, amen, that you have all power over the enemy and over any stronghold that the enemy presents in your life. That stronghold will come to torment you. That stronghold may come to traumatize you. That stronghold may come to manipulate you into disobeying God and even to disbelieve God. Amen. And if it becomes problematic in our lives as believers, because now we find ourselves wanting to be contradictory to what the Word of God has said. Now, if God says that we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength, then we need to stand in full assurance on God's word, knowing that if God said that we can do it, that that is what we're able to do. We have to learn how to denounce the power of darkness and to denounce the power of the enemy, because the enemy is very cunning and the enemy is very crafty. And we have to understand that the enemy already has a glimpse into our future. He's not prophetic by any means, but he does have a glimpse into our future. And because he has a glimpse into our future, it is his job, it is his assignment to try to cut us off before we even get started. But the way that we can put the enemy in his place is by resisting the thoughts, by taking no thought. Even the Bible tells us in Matthew that we should take no thought. Amen. And as we take no thought, because even if God clothes, amen, the grass in the fields, amen, how much more will God do for us? Even if God feeds the fowl of the air, how much more is it that God will do for us? I want to encourage you on today that you do not have to allow yourself, amen, to succumb to these strongholds, to these ideals, to these ideas, to these distractions, amen, to these lies and these deceptions, amen, that the enemy will create. The enemy will try to convince you, amen, that there's no future and there's no hope for you. The enemy will try to convince you that your ministry is never going to go beyond where you currently are right now. The enemy will try to convince you that God is just a taskmaster and that he's cruel or that he's cold and he doesn't care really anything about you. All of those are lies, and those are deceptions that the enemy will present to cause us to abort the plan that God has for our lives. But just as sure as we are blood-bought, born-again believers, we can stand on the pure, unadulterated word of God, amen, and not allow ourselves to be moved by anything that we are seeing, hearing, or feeling that is presented by the enemy. But we stand on the pure, unadulterated, infallible, immutable word of God, knowing that if God spoke it, that God is yet able to bring it to pass in our lives. Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If God said it, shall he not do it? Hath he spoken it, and shall he not bring it to pass? Amen. You have to resist the thoughts. You have to resist the lie. You have to resist the temptation that Satan will bring upon you to cause you to doubt and to disbelieve God. I want to encourage you on today that you don't have to be afraid, that you don't have to allow yourself to be tormented. You don't have to allow yourself to live in fear. Amen. You shall not allow fear or any stronghold to rule in your heart or in any dimension of your life. You have to understand and know that in God you put your trust. And if you are putting your trust in God, you will not fear what the enemy can do unto you, and you will not fear what man can do unto you. You're not going to harbor fear on any level in your life or on any dimension of your life. You're not going to allow the stronghold, amen, to rule in any dimension of your life. You have to understand and know that Jesus is in touch with our infirmities, and he's touched our infirmities. And we have to understand that the world, amen, we can overcome, amen, through our experiences. We can overcome, and we can be delivered from every stronghold that the enemy may present in our lives. Amen. We can understand and know that God will put his super on our natural. And when God puts his super on our natural, that means that anything that Satan throws against us, amen, we don't have to succumb to it. When God's super is on our natural, God has given us the ability to break through, to break down, to tear down the strongholds in our lives. God has given us the ability, when his super is on our natural, amen, for us to do great exploits, and for his anointing, amen, to allow us to be made slippery in the hands of the enemy. That means when we are slippery in the hands of the enemy, that means whatever the enemy has thrown our way, we'll slip right through. And what the enemy has planned and what the enemy has meant for bad in our future, amen, it's not going to work and it will not manifest. We know that Jesus paid the price for all of us. He paid for our total freedom in him. And we resist the enemy. We can resist the fear. We can resist the stronghold that the enemy will place in our lives, amen, because we live free from it. We live free from the stronghold. We can live free from the fear. We can live free from the torment. We don't have to allow our minds to be battered and tossed and fro and driven by such things of the enemy. But if we allow our minds to think on these things, and if we allow our minds to be at one with God and at one with his word, amen, we don't have to accept what the enemy throws our way. Amen, because again, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But allow yourself to think the way that Jesus did. Amen. Allow yourself to think in totality. Allow yourself to think total and complete healing, total and complete freedom. Amen. Whenever something is complete in your life, amen, it's just that. It's complete. It's whole. It's over with. It's done with. I'm encouraging you on today. Do not allow circumstances to convince you that you have to succumb in any arena in your life. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to fear. You don't have to be in lack. You don't have to be in want. Amen. The enemy may want you to be in spiritual warfare, but you can overcome, amen, anything that the enemy throws your way. The enemy may have counted you down, and the enemy may have counted you out, amen, but God has not counted you out, and God has not counted you down, because you yet have the ability, amen, and you yet have the power to break through, amen, into every promise that God has available to you in your life. You do not have to allow the enemy's thoughts, amen, to become your thoughts. Amen. You do not have to allow any test, any trial, any situation, any hurt, anything that you may have experienced in your life to continue to beat you over the head. You can move freely. You can move in the power and the liberty that God has given you. The enemy wants to keep you held down in the arena of your mind because he understands and knows that the mind, amen, you know, the devil's mind is an idle workshop. Amen. And if you allow your mind to succumb to whatever the enemy is throwing your way, amen, then the enemy knows that he will already have an advantage. He will already have one up on you, amen, if you succumb to what he's throwing your way. But I'm encouraging you today to put the enemy and all of his plans and his tricks and his schemes, his plots and his attacks, put them under your feet on today. Know that you have the power to overcome. The Bible even tells us that in the end, we win. And the enemy does not want you to get to the place to where you win, does not want you to get to the place to where you are victorious. See, when you are out of line and when you are out of sync, amen, God will have to come in and he will have to interrupt the program with a circumstance or a situation, amen, so that he can interject and so that he can put what he has purposed on the inside of us. And isn't it just like Satan, amen, to try to come and to try to overthrow what God is already doing in our lives? But I know that God oftentimes, amen, will use your circumstances and will use your situations, amen, to set you up, amen. And as God is setting you up, amen, but God is setting you up not to fail, but God is setting you up to prevail. God is setting you up to bounce back greater than you've ever bounced back before. And God may have you in a situation right now, and he might even have you out on display. And he might have you on display not because, amen, your enemies are thinking, amen, that God has failed you or that God has let you down or because God has dropped you, amen, but your enemy now, he has a problem with you, amen, because the enemy realizes and recognizes that you have been blessed by God. And because you have been blessed by God, amen, it's because of your association. Amen. The enemy may have the ability, amen, to do whatever it is that he wants to do. Amen. But God is not going to allow the enemy to go but so far in your life. I want to encourage you on today. Amen. Resist the thoughts. Amen. Refute the thoughts. You don't have to accept the thoughts. Whatever the enemy throws your way, amen, you do not have to own it. You do not have to accept it. Amen. You can resist it. And as you are resisting the thought, it is my firm belief, amen, that God is allowing you to be made stronger, that God is empowering you, that God is equipping you, and that God is making you able to sustain, to be able to stand, amen, anything that the enemy will throw your way. So any stronghold that has tried to be made available in your lives, amen, you just need to tear down the stronghold. And you tear down the stronghold by allowing God's word, amen, to become truth in your life. You don't allow the fact to become the truth, amen, but you allow God's word to become true. Allow his word to prevail in every single area of your lives. Amen. Many of us have been stuck. in the arena of our minds, but it's time for you to become unstuck. And the only way for you to be become unstuck is that you have to think the way that your Heavenly Father thinks. Amen. And in Him, there is no lack. In Him, there is no want. Amen. In Him, there is no need. Amen. In Him, there is all sufficiency. He is El Shaddai. He is that mighty breasted one that will meet, see, and supply to every need it is that we have according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are blood-bought, born-again Christians. And because we are blood-bought, born-again Christians, we have an advocate with the Father. And we have access to everything it is, amen, that God has in our lives. Amen. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. So because He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, that means because we are heirs as well as joint heirs, amen, that we have access, amen, to everything it is that our Father has. So we don't have to accept anything less than the best. And even though the enemy will try to tempt you in the arena of your mind to cause you to doubt and to disbelieve God, amen, to accept that you have to accept less than the best, you don't have to accept less than the best, because
amen.
God created you and designed you for so much more, and God doesn't create anything less than Himself, and God gave, and that's the greatest gift that He could have given. So I want to tell you this morning, if God said it, God is going to do it in your life. God
yes.
will allow you to prevail. I don't care what the odd might be right now. Sometimes the enemy will try to even convince you that even though you may be in a down-driven state right about now, or you may be on a downward spiral, that there is no hope and that you are not going to prevail. Amen. There may always be a desire for better. There's always a desire for more, and there's always a desire for greater. And because of God's word and because of His sacrifice, we possess the ability to achieve, to acquire, and to obtain. We do not have to subject ourselves to a less than form of thinking or a less than form of living. And
amen.
Every blessing that we have, it comes from God. And I'm reminded that the blessings of the Lord make rich and adds no sorrow to it. Promotion does not come from north, south, east, nor west, but promotion comes from God above. Amen. So you may be saying right about now, well, I'm on the verge of an eviction. Well, guess what? Sometimes your promotion may come by way of eviction. You may say, I may have just lost my job, but sometimes your promotion and your elevation, amen, may come through termination. But I want to encourage you, sometimes you can stay in a situation too long, and sometimes God will have to eradicate your program in order for
yes.
your program to prevail. And the truth is always going to outweigh whatever the fact might have been. Yes, the truth always beats the odds, and the facts do not intimidate believers. And then the fact of the matter is, as I teach at KCCM, the fact of the matter is that, yes, this might be my situation, but the truth of the matter is that we serve a God that is well able to perform in any area of our lives. We have too many Christians that operate and living beneath their privilege and allowing themselves to succumb to these strongholds that the enemy will present in our lives. We always play the victim instead of being the victor. Amen.
Amen.
And you do not have to be the victim. So
thank
I'm encouraging you on today. Amen. Allow yourself to rise above where you are and rise above, amen, any stronghold that has been presented in your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor
amen.
Tia, that was a dynamic message that you brought to us, a true message of empowerment. And as you were speaking, I just felt the power of God just reigning over me and even making me feel stronger in dealing with these strongholds that Satan attempts to plant in our mind to destroy us and to divert us from what God has for us. An awesome word today. We have a question from one of our listeners, and the question is, I seem to try and do the things that the pastor is saying, but I still find myself having back and forth battles in my mind. Is there something wrong with me?
I wouldn't particularly say that there's something wrong with you. I would say that you have to work out within yourself and in the arena of your mind that you are not going to allow yourself to go back and forth. When you allow yourself to go back and forth between the thoughts or an idea, then you're now showing the enemy that you are not stable in your relationship with God. Because when you are stable in your relationship with God and when you are confident and the power of God and his ability in your life, you'll be able to stick with the truth of what God's word says, and the truth ultimately will outweigh anything that the enemy presents in your life. So you have to come up, amen, in your level with God, amen, whether it's your meditation time, whether it's your prayer time, amen. Perhaps you need to submit unto God, amen, during your meditation and your prayer time, amen, the arena of your mind and the things that flows in and out of your mind, because it's oftentimes the mind is a battlefield. It's a battlefield because we go back and forth between ideas and ideals, and we really don't know what we should feel. Amen. But again, we have to embrace the right things in our head. And when we embrace the right things in our head, then in our hearts, we can go to the right places for the future that God has for us.
Amen. And you know, Pastor Tia, I hope this helps our listener, because this is a frustration I think that many people have, and that is one of the strongholds of Satan, as you alluded to earlier, making us think that something is wrong with us,
mm-hmm.
and making us think that we're, you know, not capable, or we're not where we should be. But we know that, as Romans 8:37 lets us know, we are more than conquerors. And we do not have to succumb to these thoughts of something is wrong with me, or I can't do
right.
this. And you've
exactly.
said so much in your message. I have some copious notes. I'm just overwhelmed with the amount of information that you've provided, and not just information, but guidance and steps that we need to consider if we are to be able to overcome these strongholds. I love what you said when you talked about the native language, that Satan's native language is lies. And
yes.
that is such an important thought in our mind, because we have to focus not on the native language of Satan. We shouldn't even be listening to or speaking to
right.
his language, but we
exactly.
need to focus on the native language,
of
the Spirit.
Of God. That's
yes.
right.
Bishop Tyndall, in his daily reflections, which are so powerful, did a lesson some months ago on the language of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing a lesson on that sometime, learning and speaking the language of the Spirit. Because
Amen.
When you learn that language and know that language and listen to it and can interpret it, you have no room for the native language of Satan.
Language of Satan. And that is so true, Teacher Tyndall. I think back, amen, to the book of Origins, the book of Genesis, when we find in the creation narrative, amen, God said, let there be, and there was. So the native language of our Heavenly Father is to say and to create. Amen. He didn't have to go back and forth. There was no ambivalence. God spoke something, and it manifested. And the same
mm-hmm.
power that God has is the same power that has been imputed unto us. But because we get out of sync with God and we get out of our right positioning, see, we get in position, and then when the enemy comes to present, amen, these distractions, these deceptions, and these lies, that's what causes us to get out of sync and out of kilter and causes us to miss out on what God has for us.
That's right. And, you know, Bishop Tyndall just sent me a note. Thank God for technology. I love it when we use it to the glory of God. But he points out that if you're in a continuous battle, it means that you're winning. And when
yeah.
you stop and think about that, if Satan is not opposing you and fighting you, he already feels he has you, and he's not going to
exactly.
waste his time on you, because he's going to move on to another territory where he feels he can overcome.
Yes.
So we should never be discouraged when we're going through, because ultimately we have to go through in order
mm-hmm.
to achieve the purpose and what God has for us in store.
Exactly.
Teacher Tyndall,
exactly.
I'm sorry for jumping in. This is Bishop Haywood. How are you? This is so
okay.
insightful, and, you know, I'm normally in the back office, back room, just listening in, getting different callers and chat room. But there, we have a Kimberly on the line. She has a question, I believe. And shall I bring her in?
Yes, please do.
Okay, one second. all.
Well, I don't have a question, but I have something to say. Okay, last night I posted a message on my messenger about cosmetic Christians, and I feel like that is like a stronghold on us. What I stated was one who professes and appears to practice Christianity on the inside, but is totally different on the outside. On the inside, tend to use Christianity to hide the inner world and the true nature and behavior consisted of hypocrites, greed, and self-indulging. I feel like that is a stronghold on us today. And I quoted with a verse, Matthew 23:25. Woe to you, teachers of the law and prophecies, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulging. And I feel I got beat up on last night, but I done what God told me to do. And this is one of the strongholds when you are trying to actually spread the word of God. Can you help me with that question?
Well, so, go ahead, Pastor Tim.
No, go ahead, Teacher Kendall.
I was going to ask you, thank you for calling in, and I think I understood you to say cosmetic Christians.
Yes.
Yes, those who profess but don't really possess.
Okay, one who professes and appears to practice Christianity on the outside, but totally are different on the inside.
On
that
the
is
inside.
A stronghold.
Okay, and can you tell us again what your specific question is?
The question is, okay, when you're telling the truth and you're bringing the word of God to someone and they beat you down, the first person who beat you down, what do you feel, why do you feel that that happens?
Why people beat you down and why they reject the word?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Pastor T, would you engage? I'm sorry?
That is a stronghold on the people in the world today.
Yes.
Of rejection.
Of rejection, exactly. Pastor Tia, would you care to address that? And any of our other callers who are listening in, if you would care to address that to help this sister, it would be appreciated.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, oftentimes I feel that people will reject the word of God because of where their own life is. If their life is not measuring up to what God says that we should be doing and how we should be living, and you are projecting light on where they may be, and if they're not walking upright before God, you have to understand and know that people oftentimes will become offended, and the only way that we can ever, amen, because anybody who wants to grow in God and go in God, oftentimes we're going to be offended. There's something that's going to be said that applies to us where that's going to help us pull us up out of where we are into the place that God will be. So oftentimes for a person who may come at you trying to bring you down a notch because you've just said what God said for you to say, oftentimes it's because they're in their own personal lives. There are some things that are missing in their relationship with God. They do not want to have to entertain or hear about how they may have been missing the mark and things of that sort. So for them, they would rather shoot you down knowing that you're giving them nothing but the word of God because they know they're not at that mark yet.
Exactly. And, you know, Isaiah 53:3 tells us that Jesus was despised and rejected by men.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man of suffering and familiar with pain and grief.
And
later on, Jesus even teaches that blessed are you when men shall revile you.
When men shall revile
and
you.
Persecute you for my name's sake.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when you, and let's be real, you know, we're human and we have feelings. But we must get to the point where we put those feelings aside and keep focused on. And Pastor Tia talked about this, about having a clear focus on God, so that when these things come against us, yes, they may hurt us in the natural, but in the spiritual, we know who we are, we know from whence we come and what we believe, and most importantly, we know who we're working for. So don't be discouraged, Sister Kim. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I think maybe our time is up for today. But Pastor Tia, thank you again. so much for the awesome word that you have brought to our hearing today. And we're looking forward to our next broadcast in July. Our speaker will be First Lady Elizabeth Kramer from Rainbow City, Alabama. And we're looking forward to Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tia. God bless you.
Thank you, Teacher Tindall, and the Ministry of Laity Training.
10 days and counting. 10 days and counting. 10 days
and counting.
UFCCM 13th Annual Fellowship Conference, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Hosted in the Great Lakes, Midwest Jurisdiction, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All seminars, meetings, and services for your comfort and convenience are held on-site at the Comfort Suite Hotel and Conference Center near the Milwaukee Airport. There's still time to register and book your rooms now. Go to UFCCM for more information. Bishop William J. Strong, Sr., Jurisdictional Prelate, Bishop Henry A. Tindall, Sr., International Presiding Prelate and Chairman Bishop. The UFCCM Fellowship Conference 2017. See you there. Go to UFCCM.org. That's UFCCM.org.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.